Josh Mills was steelhead fishing, playing the name game, and came across a Bill Buckner baseball card, which gave him bad luck. But not to worry. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
The only people more superstitious than baseball players are steelhead fishermen. And then at that point, I went into this three-month-long fishless streak where I couldn't get a grab. I did everything that I've normally done, and I'm just going, I can't believe how bad this is getting. And one day, I'm sitting on the banks of one of our local rivers, and I reach into my waiter pocket for some gum, and there's the Bill Buckner card. Then the baseball player and the steelhead superstition all kind of slammed together, and I'm like, is this a bad luck curse? I can't believe this. Well, I forgot about it, and I called my buddy, and we laughed about it. So fast forward to my last trip, and of course, I didn't really believe it, but I'll attach hope to anything. So my last trip of the year, middle of January, Dad and I are on the Clearwater River. 5 minutes into the first run, everything feels kind of right, and I hook into and land the biggest steelhead of my life. It was all 41 inches, probably 22, 24 pounds. And it was just one of those things that erased all the badness that had happened, all the fishless days, all the frustrations. And I was really pumped up. Well, then I sat back down on a log, and my dad's going back out to fish, and I reach in to grab some gum, and who's there again? But Mr. Bill Buckner. At that point, Mr. Bill Buckner becomes the good luck charm, and he's now laminated in my waiter bag.
Crazy coincidence? Bill Buckner's a neighbor of mine, and I play golf with him, not fish. Sure hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.